The Long Creek Youth Development Center in South Portland, Maine, looks like any modern high school, except for a 20-foot-tall chain-link fence that wraps around the entire campus. All the doors are locked, none of the windows open, security cameras dot the ceiling. Young people in uniform march through the halls in columns of 8 or 10, flanked by corrections officers. They crisscross the bright linoleum, moving between living quarters, the gymnasium, the visiting area, classrooms, and lockdown. The reasons why they're here?
I was 14. And I got sentenced for 4 years.
I had a strong armed robbery charge, assault with a lethal weapon, and aggravated assault, and drug charge.
I had 5 assaults.
We stole firearms from a gun store, federally licensed gun dealership. I was 15.
I wasn't mature. I just wanted to be part of the crowd.
How old were you, like in 8th grade?
Exactly, 3. No joke.
About 150 juvenile offenders between the ages of 11 and 21 are locked up in the units at Long Creek. They're here for crimes ranging from robbery to attempted murder. The lone girls unit is on one end of the building. 4 units of boys are on the other. The day they were committed to the care of the state is a day none of these kids will ever forget.
Well, when you go to court, they bring you in downstairs the courthouse, which is grimy and dingy, and there's writings all over the walls, and it's gross. You just want to stand there. You don't want to sit down. I mean, there's bathrooms. I wouldn't even think of going near them. The beds are held up by chains.
There's 3 committed kids with me, so I started asking questions about what it's like to be committed. Kind of got a feel for what it's like.
Many juveniles who end up in the legal system have no idea what to expect. They sit shackled and cuffed in the holding pen beneath the courthouse, waiting to be sentenced. For some, this is when reality hits.
I started crying because I didn't know what was going on. I was 14 years old. My mom was crying. My brother was crying. I didn't know what I was going to do.
I was kind of afraid because I didn't know what the court system was like. I didn't even know they had a jail for juveniles, as a matter of fact. My lawyer didn't really tell me anything. I didn't even know what a court-appointed lawyer was when they were reading me my rights.
When I was first arrested back when I was 11, I was questioned without a guardian there, and it took me a while to figure out, that's not supposed to happen. And by then, it was too late.
Kids who cannot afford private attorneys are appointed public defenders to represent them at their sentencing hearings.
I think they appointed me a different lawyer that day.
My lawyer's court-appointed. She wasn't really there. She just showed up and talked to the judge for me. Pretty much said I had no other options and I should just bite the bullet and do it now rather than fight it.
Carl was 14 when he took his lawyer's advice and pleaded guilty to the armed robbery, drug, and assault charges against him. Like other juveniles who go before the court, he wasn't allowed to consult with his mother, his grandmother, or his older brother when he stood before the judge for sentencing. His family was powerless to advise him whether to take the plea or go to trial. Carl says he learned most of what he knows about the law from other Long Creek residents and from television.
Now that I look back at it, I think I kind of got screwed because there's a lot of things I look at about in my discovery, that things I could avoid or things that I could have said that would have helped me.
After the judge delivers a sentence, kids are transported to Long Creek in a paddy wagon. Each person is strip searched by a corrections officer and issued the uniform they will wear for the duration of their sentence.
They gave me 3 sets of tan pants, 3 sets of white t-shirts, boxers, and socks, and brought me down to a different side of the building where I just sat and waited for my program to begin.
For some of these young people, despite their challenges dealing with the legal system, their lives at Long Creek have been a mixed blessing.
I don't know if I'd go back to that day when I got committed. I don't know if I'd change my decision or not. I mean, it's a good thing that it happened to me because it's, kept me alive and clean and sober and stuff. But, I mean, this place isn't the best place for you to have your last of your teenage years and growing up. I mean, you don't experience things that you would, outside. You don't go to prom. You don't go to dances, you don't go out on dates,
For Carl, Vanessa, Kelsey, Jeff, Ryan, Justin, and Brandon, it'll be at least 2 years for some and 6 years for others until they can leave Long Creek behind. At the Long Creek Youth Development Center in South Portland, Maine, I'm Carrie Seed.